Dear Chicago.
Down south.
To give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
everybody needs a little time.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is still Thursday, April 21st, 2011.
I'm sorry, this is episode 351. I'm so excited.
That's what you get for paying attention to your phone and not the show.
It was an email from James LeRoy.
Rude. It was an email for James LeRoy.
It was an email for James LeRoy.
Oh.
It was saying, oh, we're sorry, you had trouble logging into Facebook. Oh.
I thought you had people that did that for you.
Yeah, well, they're off today. I gave them a day off.
That's nice.
I try to be nice, y'all.
Right? So, not much has changed in the last 10 minutes that we recorded.
Except you got your drink.
I got my drink, y'all. I forget to talk about this, but today we warmed up to do the show. We watched a little Britney.
That's a little Britney, a little Gaga.
A little Gaga and a little Glee.
A little Glee.
Because we think the football player that's the homophobe who's really gay is
Frosty.
Like hot.
Fucking want to do you hard.
I want to see him and Blaine just like fucking go at it.
Yeah,
just
not Kurt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kurt's lips are weird.
No, I'm sorry for breathing in the hard, in the mic hard.
But I just want, like, Blaine, him, just to, like, sword fight and just, like, get that shit on. Just see Blaine, like, hop up on him and just, like,
so
fucking
God, girl, she's so
bareback hot. The shit out of him. Oh.
No, bareback?
Awkward.
Cupcakes?
Right?
Yummy cupcakes.
Oh. Oh, sorry, y'all. I had to move up my seat.
Move it up.
Moving on up.
To the E flat.
So what's we got here? What we got to talk about?
What'd you do Sunday?
I hope you guys celebrated Earth Day, recycled something.
Recycled.
Picked up a piece of trash and put it in the, you know, in the
garbage
or, you know, smiled at someone, said happy Earth Day. Yeah. Or smiled at the sky and said happy Earth Day, Earth.
Or turned off lights.
Yeah, turn off the lights. That helps.
Turn off those lights.
You better turn off them lights.
No, I said no.
We need telephone calls for our anniversary, 206-984-3685. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You can also email us anniversary emails.
Oh, yeah.
At jamesroyfm@gmail.com.
FMonkeys@gmail.com. Or you can call 863-666-0377. That's our other number. That's like a local number from when I lived in Florida.
Florida.
So, let's see what we got to talk about here. Last Sunday, Kevin, myself,
Kevin,
and Josh, we all went out. We've been doing this the past couple Sundays. We've been getting together and just walking around downtown and getting some brunch. We went to Yolk. Have you ever ate there?
Yolk. Oh, that shit's good.
Girl.
Damn, that shit's good.
I had the appropriate, hey, Ricky.
Shit,
it's so good. I was like, hey.
Their salads are amazing.
Their salads are good, too. You know what I like about that place is we were there towards the end closing, and all the
employees.
Which,
by the way, is like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, they close at 3. They're open from 7 to 3. But what's really cool is towards the end of the day, they allow their employees to actually sit down in the restaurant at the bar and like eat their food.
Oh, nice.
Which I think that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It shows that they care.
They care, y'all. But I guess Yolk is like a big thing here in Chicago. I think a lot of people go to it. And I mean, it's really good food.
There's only 2 locations.
No, there's 3.
Sorry.
Because I've been to all 3 of them. I've only eaten at 1.
There's one over by my work.
Yeah, that's the one. You know who lives in that building?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Matt lives in that building.
Hey, man.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I have took a
dating
little
update.
Wait.
Let me find it.
I've been talking to this guy, Matt. He's really cute, and he is Egyptian. And I'm not going to say too much more because I haven't really told him. I don't want to talk about him without him knowing on the show. So, but he's really nice, and we went on 2 dates this week, and he's really sweet. And we'll go. I'll tell you more once I. You know, we could plug that in if you take the computer. to unplug this and plug it into your phone.
No, that's funnier this way.
Dating update with Ricky.
So, yeah. So we just hung out all day on Sunday. We walk around downtown all day, and we went to the Cheesecake Factory, had some cheesecake, where we had some hot ghetto messes on both sides of us. I don't know if everybody's been...
Unlike the dessert we had the other night. That's how much it tastes. Or that's what it tastes
so,
like.
You know, everybody that is gay in this world has seen Mommy Dearest, and it's hilarious, and you can quote every movie. No, James Lowry cries.
Because it was my life. The comet scene? That happened to me. I'm not even joking.
Did you go, Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ.
Did you tell your brother to buckle himself back in the bed before he gets
killed? Kill me. She'll kill me. Come help me.
Yeah, that was Sunday, and wow.
Eventful.
So what's going on with the CTA problems?
Oh yeah. So
what happened was, were you on that train?
No, I was not.
Oh,
thank the fuck God.
Right. Wait, before you tell this, before I even moved, well, when I first moved here, I was like, okay. I asked somebody, I go, have these trains ever come off the track or one fallen off the, you know,
you asked me
the elevated? Was that you? And you're like, no, it has never happened. Continue.
So it didn't even fall off the track, by the way. Listen.
So what happened was,
so I'm lucky because this is the route that I usually go to work, and I passed by it at like 11 or 8:15, and this happened at 8:45, and I'm like, phew. And so what happened, they pretty much the brown line, it when it goes from the Belmont stop, the brown line and the purple, or I'm sorry, the brown line goes pretty much to the east, mm-hmm. sorry, to the west from there. And then the red and the purple line go north. Mm-hmm. So there's a switch in the track.
Right.
Well, the brown line started going to the next stop. It's Sedgwick stop.
Uh-huh.
And I guess what happened was that the front wheels were still going north, and then the back wheels switched over, and then those started going the other way. And so the train basically
kind of jackknifed,
and it caused a hold up for like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. But actually it was longer. Well, even that night the trains were still running behind.
Yes. Yes. But like, it was crazy. I guess.
So if that would have been on like an area where there's a bridge, you know, like the, well, it is on, it's suspended up in the air there.
Yeah,
right?
It is. It's pretty much suspended.
But the tracks are really wide because there's what, 4-5 trains that go through there, right? The brown line, 2 purples,
sorry,
and 2 reds.
I was getting the paper. There's the
2 reds, 2 purples,
the north and south red,
and
the
2 browns,
south purple, and yeah.
So six trains go through.
But Red Eye had an article in here about it, and it was so funny because they had this section.
See the pictures that you're looking at right now.
Oh, sorry. They had this. It's the Readers React, and so they had all these little tweets for the Red Eye. I know she looks so sad.
She's going to sue somebody.
Well, by the way, Wednesday, this happened Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday was like the shittiest weather ever.
Oh,
it was cold, rainy,
and windy.
Somewhat snowy. Like, it was nuts.
It was fucking cold. That's the day I posted the picture. I go, okay, it is the end of fucking April.
Yeah.
Why is it this goddamn cold?
For real. Last year at this time, I was sweating my ass off in my office because our AC broke.
Mm.
Anyway, so in the Red Eye, they were posting up Twitter stuff from
tweets.
All these people.
Uh-huh.
Twits. And
tweets from twits.
This is some of them. It says, now we're packed on the bus like sardines in a can, sorry, there's a smudge, and I'm cold, wet, and hungry, lol. The one there's like, the buses are nuts, so packed that the driver is telling oncoming passengers, you have to fight your way on. Somebody posted, where the hell is Jake Gyllenhaal? And then somebody was like, thank God I took the Metro today. Where was the one that I laughed so hard at? Oh, it said, a big shout out to CTA for standing trains on the tracks with doors open, and doors open are capitalized, in the freezing rain. You are bleeping kidding me. Like, for real? For real.
Oh, so they don't have a picture of it being derailed here.
Well, that's the train. That one right there.
Yeah, but they don't have a long picture of it being
down. No.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, it also says here that Rahm Emanuel, I guess there's a new president to the CTA also. Mm-hmm.
The guy that's normally was like the head of it all, I think, the CEO, he's still there. But the guy that they elected is going to be pretty much like the running of like the everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the nice thing is that he is coming from the Parks and Recs situation, and where he did a lot of budget cuts and did a lot of expansion with the parks and stuff. So that's why he's doing it.
So this guy is the new governor, right?
Rahm Emanuel?
Mm-hmm.
Governor or mayor?
I don't know.
Governor.
Mayor. Governors of the state. Yeah. He's the new mayor. So, but they are afraid because I guess the previous mayor really supported the L and wanted it expanded and...
Well, that's what he's doing.
To be worked
on. He's completely supportive. This guy is?
Well, oh, okay.
Both of them are. Because they mentioned that how the L is the main, like that. That's the main thing of Chicago.
It's like the city.
It is the city.
If it wasn't for that, Chicago wouldn't have anything.
No.
I mean, because we
have the Bean.
Right. Ooh, the Bean. We have a fucking motherfucking museum.
Like a fucking Chicago. How about Chicago? I could be there. No, I don't want to be there.
No, I don't want to be there.
Fuck that.
James, I'll be at your house in 4 days because there's no train.
You walking? No. When I was driving on the way down here to come here, I literally left by my place, and there was a biker next to me. And I'm like, fucking biker. I get down here by, like, the
And he's already
10.
There?
No, he was following me the whole way. He was right next to me. That's how bad traffic was on the way here. It's like, fuck. Thanks, Earth Day.
It's not worth it to drive here, I don't think.
No.
Short distances, especially. No. If you're going on the highway or out to a suburb, yeah, fine. But here in the city, it fucking sucks.
It does. Especially at that intersection with, what is that, Elgin? What's the streets? It's Fullerton.
There's Damon, Fullerton.
And there's the
E. Elston.
Elston. Those three, because it's like...
But it's weird, like, how they have it set up. It's like a...
Well, here...
There's a stoplight in the middle of the intersection.
Well, here's
it's
how
really
it
weird.
You're going south or north on Damon, and pretty much these two streets will be parallel to each other on Damon, but just past Damon, that's when they cross to the east of it.
So it's kind of like there's an intersection in the intersection of red lights.
Right, and so there's really only room for, like, two or three cars right
there. Right.
Well, you move 2-3 cars ahead, and then the light turns red.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then you're sitting there for like 5-10 minutes. Literally, that's half my commute.
And just it is. I mean, that's the reason, like, in the afternoon or in the morning, I never take that fucking bus. Because it takes forever to get up there. I can just walk it.
Yeah.
So, or I'll take it up there if it's raining. And then once it stops where the traffic is, I just ask the bus driver, can you let me off here?
Mm-hmm.
So I can walk to the Fullerton bus.
Pretty much.
But even... I have it on both sides up here. What's this called? Six corners or whatever? Is that what they call six corners up here?
I don't know.
But it's like
six
streets.
Oh, you mean by the blue line?
Yeah, North, Milwaukee, Damon.
Yeah.
What's the other street?
I have no idea.
But there's like six streets that all come together, and it's ridiculous.
That's fucking nuts.
And the crosswalks don't even match all the... Like,
no,
there's... The crosswalks are retarded.
That's why you need like underground pedestrian walkways right through there.
Oh, you know what I need to get? I need to get an umbrella.
Ella.
Hey. Under my umbrella.
Under my umbrella.
Oh, yeah. So was that last week after we finished recording,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was. That was hilarious.
So James and I, we left to go to Bill's house because we went to Garcia's.
And we drank our souls out.
But as we were on our way up there, we took really serious songs and made them into opera songs. So you were doing Kesha's, right?
What? Tick-tock on the clock.
And I was doing,
Stop. Oh.
And I was doing Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, that was fun.
And What a Man.
What a mighty good man.
Mighty good man.
Yes, he is.
Let me bring you back to the subject. Let's talk sauce. Make it get hot. Make it work up. Sweat. So we did that for, 40 minutes? And we did it on the bus. On our way to Bill's. Then we went to Starbucks, right? And then we walked to Garcia's. And we were still singing. So
that was awesome. Good times.
That's how we do it, y'all. So what we got next here?
So you hear about those the fucking babies drinking
alcohol? Alcoholic babies.
Those alcoholic damn alcoholic babies. Put your drink down.
You better put that drink down.
So seriously,
I guess
though,
they're really not babies; they're toddlers because babies can't. They have to drink out of a bottle.
They drink from their mother's alcoholic teat. So, sorry, I was picking something up. So, I guess what happened now, there's a third incident within the last month of a fucking toddler at a chain restaurant that...
I don't eat at chain restaurants.
Jesus.
Well, I don't fucking eat at chain restaurants.
You sure eat
somewhere? I don't like them.
You sure eat somewhere? Because you're big. I hope you have to listen.
What's it matter? What does it matter? It doesn't.
Obviously,
matter.
I'm not going to go there. Just saying. Anyway, so.
Shut up.
I'm just insensitive. I'm motherfucking insensitive.
I don't eat at fucking chain restaurants, okay? God damn. Fuck.
So anyway, so those damn baby alcoholics.
Did you hear the old man laugh come out?
My mom, it's so funny when she gets to laugh in that hurt. She sounds like what is a deputy dog that's like,
oh yeah,
yeah. That's when you know she's getting ready to piss her pants. We were watching the Robin Williams Broadway special, and he was doing the one part where he, because fucking Robin Williams is hairy as shit. He put his mouth into his elbow and started going. He goes, "Is that what we look like, ladies?" Like he's like, "Is that what we look like when we eat you out?" My mom had to army crawl to the bathroom. She was laughing so hard.
She was laughing so hard because it's true. Probably
because it's true. And we hear her because we had to pause it, and she's like laughing on the way in there, and all of a sudden we hear, "I didn't make it." Oh, mama.
I've never laughed so hard I had to pee. I guess that's only a girl thing.
I think so.
Because we have control of our stuff.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had to. I don't think I peed laughing that hard. I know I farted yeah, laughing that hard.
I've sharted laughing hard.
Ew. I guess that's the equivalent.
Is that overshare?
TMI.
So baby alcoholic.
So I guess this is the third incident in the last month where a toddler has been served alcohol.
I didn't know Bill said that.
Oh, yeah, he totally said that. It was right where you were sitting.
I only heard the last part of it. I didn't hear the beginning of that.
Oh, my God. This is like the best. Bill, so we're talking about some really good quotes.
We're like, oh, my God, it happened again.
Yeah, I know. Bill got some really good quotes.
So are you going to take my hat on with you, or are you going to take it off and go home ugly on the train? Rude.
We love you, Bill.
I don't eat at fucking chain restaurants.
I don't fucking eat at chain restaurants.
God.
Oh, Tina, eat your ham.
Go make yourself some quesadillas. Which I did not know. I have that on Blu-ray. I did not know
Blu-ray?
It.
On Blu-ray?
Yeah.
You must have paid like $2 for that. If you paid any more.
I think I did like $5 or something.
Shit.
Because I had a really cute friend. His name was Victor that I let him borrow. Puerto Rican. Hot.
Name Victor.
And he was like one of those straight guys, like the straight Latino guys that are like really comfortable with themselves. So when he would talk, I'm showing James right now, but when he would talk to a guy and he'd be like this. And yeah, he would hold, you know, "How are you, Ricky?" You know, and you know, yeah, I mean, he would totally do that. And it must be a Latino thing. And he was fucking gorgeous. Like all the girls
were. Were you watching the, were you there when we were watching the RuPaul's Drag Race when they got the jocks doing the drag?
Mm-mm.
Because there's one of them that was doing the drag and he was like,
did he almost make you want to go brown?
No. It was not like, it was never. It was one of those like, oh yeah, this is my first time in drag, and we're just like,
right.
You sure did walk good. You sure look like a girl. Anyway, going back to the babies. Those damn alcoholic babies. So, no, I guess the third time in this last month, a baby was served alcohol at a chain restaurant. This time it was like Chili's or something. And
it was a mudslide instead of chocolate milk or a shake?
No, it was a shake. It was a mudslide instead of the shake. And the waitress was like a week new or something. And
but the thing about it is she wouldn't know if they put it in a kid's cup because she doesn't, you know, so she wouldn't even know there was an alcoholic drink in there.
Well, I mean, one of the quotes in there was like, yeah, I didn't realize that the drinks were served in different cups. And I'm like, really? That was the waitress saying that. I'm trying to see if I can find the article.
Oh, God.
It was just ridiculous. It was like, for real? Like,
you and why aren't the parents tasting that shit before they give it to their kid?
Oh, it was on the Tuesday. Wow.
That's the one I spit in.
Right. Well, and I don't know. But what Bill said, he goes, it's just like gay suicide. It takes one public incident and it's all over the place.
I remember the shock on your face when he said it, but I just thought,
what?
I just heard the end of it.
Oh my God, it was so funny. God damn, Bill.
Y'all, I'm really loving this Evernote stuff. We can sit here and type notes, and it automatically updates so that we can see exactly what we need.
Exactly.
And you can just copy and paste.
It's awesome. Tell us how the show sounds. Speaking of, we still got some other contests for the listeners.
Uh-huh. Oh,
No, we did not.
The intro?
The intro.
Which Drummer Sticks is supposed to be working on that. Apparently he wants to win, but I haven't heard anything. So
sample. Give us a sample.
He hates me. He doesn't love me.
Drummer Sticks, you love me.
He hasn't even called in and for the anniversary. Nothing.
You've got 1 week, Drummer Sticks.
You don't even like it.
No, this is gonna come out Monday.
Yeah,
you have
3 days.
You have 3 days.
You got 3 days to get your shit in. Okay,
get your shit in.
Oh, and it better be good, and it make me want to feel loved, and it probably should make me cry a little bit. I would die if he like showed up to my house for the recording.
Like, oh my God!
Oh my God!
We should totally get Jujubee on.
He's so hot. If we can, I'm sure we can get Tony. She might be able to come on here. How awesome would that be?
Okay, you know, we'd have to pay her.
Well, she knows we're poor. I'm sure she didn't come for money. She knows how it feels.
I'm a huge fan. Jujubee,
if you listen to us, I love you. I wanted you to win so bad last year.
So bad. So yes, these alcoholic babies, poor thing. And
no,
Bill,
no, we've moved on. Oh. We're talking about the listener contest. Fail.
Sorry, I was thinking about sucking on tits.
So my sister and I, there was one time we were, because my sister and I are close in age, and so we had a lot of the same friends. One night we were all hanging out. And we had these one things where we would ask a random question around or whatever. And somebody was like, if your nipples could produce any liquid, what would it be? And my sister and I both at the same time answered, root beer.
Root beer is disgusting.
Oh, my God.
That makes me
good.
No, root beer instantly makes me vomit.
What?
Instant. Like,
what?
I can smell it. It's fine. But if it gets in my mouth, I will instantly vomit. It's like, what's
you
that?
You better open that mouth.
What's that, like that syrup of Epicac stuff?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. Ugh. Like, and there's another Pepto-Bismol does that to me, too.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Root beer's so good.
Chocolate milk doesn't do really good either. I don't like chocolate milk, chocolate shakes, hot chocolate. I really don't like it. I don't know why.
Mm-mm.
I must have, like, thrown it up as a kid or something. And you know when you throw something out that you really, really like, you never eat it again?
Yeah.
So that's probably what happened. I just don't remember.
Yeah. It's like my association with mushrooms.
Love mushrooms.
I fucking hate
when I was at Potbelly today, I was like, oh, maybe I'll say half my sandwich for you. And then I was like, oh, it's a veggie and it's full of mushrooms.
Full of fucking mushrooms.
You really can't taste them, though,
in the sandwich. Have I told you my mushroom story?
About your mushroom cock?
No, not my mushroom stamp head.
Oh.
No. About why I don't like mushrooms.
Stamp head. I want to dip mine in ink and do a stamp with it. Somebody's head.
Slap.
Hey.
Kiss it.
You can't lick it. You can kiss it.
So listener contest.
Yes.
This show is off track just like the CTA.
Oh, right.
it's definitely like we're beginning one way and our butt's ending the other.
Y'all, there's no organization.
That's the title. Look,
we did a list. We're not going by, well, we're going in order of the list. We just keep getting interrupted by our different things.
Yeah.
So I want a pair of those. I'm just saying this right now. Maybe somebody can get them for me for the 5-year anniversary. I want a pair of those headphones, the Dr. Dre headphones that cover the ears.
The B?
Yeah. I want those so bad. It's not even funny.
Sorry.
So I know they're expensive, but I want them. So somebody get them for me, please.
Team up.
Peace. Pity peace.
Peace.
And there's also a Coach wallet that I want.
There's also this really awesome car and house that I really want.
Mm. I don't need a car.
Yeah, well, I could use
it. And I don't want to own a house because that means you have to pay for anything that goes wrong with it.
No, you can own the house and then your listeners can buy stuff for it.
No, I'm talking about if something breaks.
I'm saying your listeners can buy stuff to fix it. I'm kidding, guys.
No, we're not.
Buy me shit.
We like stuff. 5-year anniversary. That's a long time, you guys. I've been doing that for a long time for you.
Yeah.
And I have been on every
episode. He's been servicing you for 5 years.
And I've been on every episode but one. And, well,
we won't talk about that.
No. It was a disaster.
Disaster. Wasn't that turd.
How long have we been recording?
We're at 27.
We didn't talk about shit.
No.
Actually, we got everything covered, though.
We did.
Yeah. Videos and covers.
Oh, phone calls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Phone calls.
Yeah, we got phone calls.
Here we go. Bitch.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail so anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Y'all, this phone call is from the gay trucker who does not do a podcast anymore, but he's known as the gay trucker. So here we go.
Hey guys, I listen. Hey James and Ricky, thanks for the show. This is the Gay Trucker. I don't do a show anymore anyway. I just want to say in your episode that you're asking about dark circles under the eyes. Believe it or not, before I was a trucker from the age of 18 to 30, owning my own hair shop in Toronto, I did a lot of fashion shoots, and in Montreal I did a lot of photo shoots, runway shit, all that crap. Believe it or not, the best way to get rid of black circles, kind of in a hurry, is you're going to laugh. It's Preparation H,
yeah,
but not the Vaseline, the jelly kind. You have to get the cream. And Conan, you know, the talk show host, he uses it all.
Conan the Barbarian.
I used to have Conan hair.
You still do?
No, I don't.
All the time. And it's a little secret behind the scenes. Also, there's a ton of little things behind a photo shoot that you wouldn't believe that's being used. But, yes, Preparation H with the cream under your eyes is a really good, not a lot, just a little bit to swell out the skin. And it takes the puffiness also away, and it also diminishes the black circles.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it looks really good. Just don't get it in your eye because it burns.
That shit stings.
It burns. Yes, thanks.
Well, thank you for letting us know about that. Apparently, James already knew that because his eyes look fabulous today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I thought I smelled something a little minty, though. Is that what preparation you smell like?
It's minty or something? I had a little extra. No, I don't know.
What's it smell like?
I don't know.
I never had to use it because I don't
have... I think the minty is the menthol you smell in... That Vicks vapor rub. That's what you think about, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know. I think, or you're thinking about Ben Gay.
How long
smell?
Y'all, that was funny.
That was a good one.
Been gay? How long?
You can smell like old man.
Who are you, chain restaurants?
Rude. Okay, next call.
Really? Because you're eating something.
Just eating something.
Hey, Ricky, it's Kyle. Just called to send healing thoughts and warm wishes and lots of love to you and your family. I hope your stepfather gets well soon and has a good recovery to make life enjoyable, you know, for however long it lasts, you know, who knows. I have several friends who have gone through similar debilitating surgeries related to cancer, and they're still alive and kicking. But irregardless, my heart goes out to you, and I know you're well. You sound like it on the podcast. Very strong person, and a big heart too. So take care. Bye.
Tears.
Oh, that was sweet. Kyle. He's so cute.
He doesn't say so nice.
No, he's nice and cute. He lives in Hawaii, and he's so cute.
Hey, Kyle, can we come visit you?
I know, right? He's like, oh, yeah, if you come visit me, we can, you know, come visit. Aww. That'd be awesome. No, I think he's got a man, I think. I can't remember. I think he has a boyfriend.
So.
True.
Doesn't stop you.
I don't eat at chain restaurants, but look what happens.
I eat something.
Inside joke, people. That's probably it for today, huh?
Is that all our phone calls?
Yeah, that's all the phone calls that we have. Well, we have other phone calls for anniversaries. Remember, you guys, our anniversary.
Call us. 206-984-3685
or 863-666-0377.
You can also email us at jamesarroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can follow me on Twitter by searching for foulmonkeys.
Or follow me at jamesarroyfm.
And you can follow us on our Facebook fan page.
Yay, Ricky's getting less retarded.
And you can follow us on...
Oh, Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Yeah, you guys, send us some anniversary stuff because I want to hear it. And if you want to send prezzies, well, just let me know. I'll give you my address.
Word.
What's the 5-year anniversary present that they supposed to give? Like for wedding?
Let's find out.
I think it's paper or something.
Gay.
What is it? Hurry.
I gotta go. I'm finding it.
Is it silver?
It is wood.
Oh, y'all. Oh,
wait,
like a big
wait. Traditional wood, and then modern is silver.
Silver. Mm-hmm. I'll take silver.
I don't know. I'd like some wood.
I'll take. I want. I know they don't come in silver, but I'll take the red Dr. Dre Beats. That'll work for me. They have silver in them.
Hello.
Or the white ones will be fine too. All right, so we will see you guys next week when we record our 5th anniversary show.
5 years.
Mickey Mouse.
Bum, bum, bum,
Mickey
bum,
Mouse.
Bum.
Huh? 5 years?
Dr. Claw.
What?
Claw. Dr. Oh. Claw.
You said Dr. Horrible.
Thank you, you're 5 years old.
And Donald Duck.
I can't really talk when I do that. No.
All right, people. We're outie. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Bye.
Peace.
How about Chicago? I could be.